Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate. Communicate and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda McShane, and this is Mind for Monday. We have Tiffany with an eye coming on with us. We're going to be talking about the season and celebrating. You know, come back to our original point of departure. We must always come back to our original point of departure to us and life itself, to live with dignity and rebuild the full shining potential of our humanity. Nothing surpasses this. Only by doing so can we as human beings find true happiness, peace, and coexistence with the natural world. It is time to return to the starting point of the human being. And that is from my mentor, Dr. Sakuru Teta, great philosopher. Listen in, look him up, okay? Teaches you the way to live your life correctly, moving with your heart. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goal in education, workshops, training, and especially what we specialize in, the shaping and the empowering of our young minds out there. So we're going to get started this evening. We're going to be short, and we're going to be sweet. Welcome in. It's the beginning of the week, and let's enjoy it.
You won't make it if you don't.
right. We need to reach out at the same time to keep our minds where they need to be. You know, we're going to send some prayer out there to the University of Virginia. There were three young men that got shot today. They're no longer here with us. A disgruntled individual just took their lives out there. Hopefully we're going to send them prayer too, because we know that there was some mental issues there. And again, you know, we're looking in Los Angeles, this mayoral vote, 67%. It's getting good, okay? Same with the sheriff's vote here. Things are making a change out here. We say the two P's. It's not about the privilege, it's about the people. And we always have to give the people what they want. And look out there. We're talking about the Christmas shopping, the Christmas trees, the food costs, the turkey shortage. People are going to duck, chicken, and prime rib, and a lot of things other than that turkey out there. So we're going to be celebrating in a different kind of way. And for you travelers out there that are getting ready to move out, you know, be there ahead of time. Pack light and your love with you when you get ready to move out. Thanksgiving is coming on in, and then that wonderful day of Christmas, and then there's New Year's Eve coming. So later on, we hope Miss Tiffany with the knock can come on and give us a little bit of information so that we can think about it and carry us through. But until she gets here, you politicians out there, hey, you know you have to give the people what they want.
Better housing, people need.
people make the world go round, and we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it. That's with us this evening for this Mindful Monday, short and sweet. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in, and how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, and thank you, thank you, thank you for having me. I'm so sorry. I had someone call me earlier today about the voting. Now, usually I come in a little earlier, but I was like, but I had someone call me about the voting. So, you know, because in California we're still counting our votes and everybody is still on pins and needles. Some of us are, but some of us aren't. And, you know, so, you know, with all the fraud that has been occurring in the past years, you know, they have task forces now for this election that just occurred. So, you know, they're paying closer attention to the counting and making sure everything's accurate. So, you know, in each election, there's always something that's questioned, and the voting count is always in question, and people think it's fraudulent. And so it's been a roller coaster for some.
Okay.
And we're still, which we are still in our, you know, deep feelings and experiencing things on a deep level as we're in Scorpio. So that's really very interesting, and all the retrogrades we've had. I mean, I can see why people are in the space that they are emotionally. So
okay.
And that's what I that's what we're going to talk about today, because I found out something new. I know it's Monday, and we're supposed to be mindful on Monday and find it out on Friday, but I do have something to say about the what's going on out there, the astrological zodiac signs, what people can expect, because we have something kind of new. And, you know, we always give dates and everything, and I try to keep everyone as up to date as possible, yet we're not, you know, gurus over here, we're not experts, but just to be aware of what's going on, because it does affect your life in some capacity. So we now have Venus and Mercury going into Sagittarius. So Venus moves into Sagittarius on the 16th, and Mercury moves into Sagittarius on the 17th. And we've been dealing with these deep emotions. Well, there is some reprieve in sight here. We're going to be releasing it, but yet we're still going to feel it. We have to still feel it to release it, and we are going to do that. So Sagittarius is going to be the ninth house, and the ninth house is like higher learning and deep healing. So now that everything has been brought up, and remember last time I talked about removing the Band-Aid for the healing? We're going to be healing. So it's going to be very, very deep. I know we've all been very, very emotional, and there have been so many things to happen, and there's a lot going on. The holidays are here. We're going to have to deal with things that we may not have dealt with, or dealt with things in a deeper capacity. And you try to be cheerful over the holiday season, and you will, but just understand that this deep healing is necessary to move in. So all the revelations that we've encountered, and the mysteries and the truths that have been brought to light that were hidden, that Scorpio has revealed, we're going to go through a deep healing and renewal process. So our sorrows will be transforming to strength, and our deep soul revelations will be transforming into wisdom. So it has a lot to do with our heart chakra. So I know we talk about the chakras with Stephanie when she has, you know, when she does them, but when the next time she comes on, everyone should, you know, listen to her as much as possible if you can, because the heart chakra is the chakra that matters the most. I mean, all of them matter, but the heart chakra carries some deep emotional wounds that need to be healed. So we're going to go through that healing process, and we're going to have some help energetically, which is always exciting, because we're not going to go through this by ourselves. We have without the energies, or the energies have been opposite, and so now you're dealing with opposite energies trying to do some deep healing, and it's been really painful over, you know, some years. And I'll discuss at one point the Saturn return and what, you know, our Saturn return is. It's like every 27 years, so some people are going into a Saturn return. And that Saturn is about lessons, and then some people are moving out of it. So there's just a lot going on. We've been, going through things from the last few months. So we'll be clearing out, you know, energy, making space for new relationships, new ideas, just new beginning. So it's going to free us, what was held us back. And, you know, a lot of us, unfortunately, because of the way that society is now, you know, you turn on the television and you'll either feel that you are abundant or you're lacking in some part of your area of your life. And so now what's going to happen is we're going to overcome those beliefs about lack, that lack mentality, not having enough, and moving into more abundance. And that is great because a lot of us have suffered from that, and that affects so many areas. When you think that way, you are affected in so many ways. So, and I know you had another guest on talking about the way that you think in that Dr. Berg, I think it was, and the lack mentality and how people think. If you think, you are what you think. Like, you are what you eat, you are what you think. So we really have to concentrate and focus on those things that we want. We have great energy to help us move forward and overcome any of this lack mentality, because we live on a planet that we should not even experience lack. I mean, and I know that's it's conflicting to most people. It's like, you know, we talk about this planet being plentiful, but yet there's still people who struggle and still people that don't get a chance to experience abundance. You know what I mean? So I know I went through that. I've gone through that for years, always questioning why the lack if we're so abundant. Why, if we have so much money, why are there yet and still people that struggle? And it's not like there's a lack of money, because there's more than enough money to go around. More than enough. I mean, really, there's no lack of money. I mean, if you pray to God, you chant, whatever you do, there is no lack. Just understand that there is no lack. So that's what I found out today as I was meditating and coming across some things, and I said, oh, well, this would be a nice thing to share.
Well, I appreciate that, because, like you say, being mindful of it, that there is no lack and you have everything that you need, and it's really the mindset that keeps it there. And when we're going through these seasons, you know, the celebratory time, you know, Thanksgiving, when I mentioned that everything is changing out there, the Christmas trees, the prices are up, the food costs is up, the turkey shortage is out there, 23%. You know, and it's like from inflation and also from the bird flu, so everybody's changing up, eating chicken, duck, and everything else. You know, I personally don't have to have turkey. I'm real Southern, and I haven't had a baked turkey in years because we have fried turkey now. And once you eat a fried turkey, you don't want a baked turkey anymore. But being here, I just do Cornish hens or something of that nature. I'm really not a baked turkey eater, so it really doesn't matter, you know. But for those of you out there, don't be sad if the turkeys are too high. Get you some Cornish hens, some chicken, or something else, okay? We don't have to stay too but traditional, because nothing actually stays the same. And as you're saying, typically, it's the energy. It's about deep healing. You know, and these things are going to free us. So it's the abundancy or the lack. And we have to stay concentrated on that. So in order to go through these seasons and this celebration that we're stepping into, the weather is pretty good out there. People are moving around. I went to a wonderful event last night. They were honoring Dolores Huerta. Dolores Huerta has been around a long time, an organizer, social justice, beautiful, beautiful lady. And it was good to see the performances and hear, you know, her life story and speak with her daughters and hear about what they felt about their mom. But she's 92 years old, so I can imagine, and she's spry and energetic, so I can imagine what she was like at 32, okay? Probably real, real hard to deal with, but it was a very enlightening event, and all of the persons were there of the same mindset, you know, and everyone's heart was sort of like moving in the same direction. As you say, that heart is the most important. So when it boils down to how we're going to get through this season, how we're going to celebrate, we all must move with our hearts. So therefore, we cannot have frozen hearts out there. We have to have soft hearts and be kind, you know, and there's no lack, okay? So maybe you only have to get 10 presents and you're not able to get 8. Well, pick up the phone and say, well, you're going to get yours for New Year's, okay? That's what I do. Or most of the time I will say, hey, I'm not giving out those presents, but the beginning of the year, you know, we're going to celebrate or whatever. Don't let it throw you. I've gone through the department stores and everything is stacked up and, you know, they're just really, really waiting for it. And if you're smart, you can get some real good deals out there. Take your time. Don't wait till the last minute. If you have 17, 20 people to purchase for, you know, you better look for those 5-for-1 deals and all of that other stuff. You know, with my family, everybody gets the same thing. They don't have to do anything but open up one bag and everybody know what they got. But it's like a whole heap of them out there, as you say, that I don't let that take me out, keeping that mind in that abundancy, no matter what is happening. Never, never give up, because this can be an exciting time for most, but it can also be a sad time. As we said on Find It Out Friday, you know, persons have lost family members. It's just a lot going on out there. So I'm going to stick with what you say and the energies about deep healing. So let's all heal ourselves out there. This is an opportunity as we're celebrating these seasons. It's a healing point. You know, I just float alone. Be a cloud out there and be a sun ray. And keep in mind, be mindful of this. You cannot bend a sun ray, okay? So shine brightly out there no matter what the circumstances are. Heal yourself and release, okay? You have to feel it to release it. So Tiffany, with an eye, I see it, I strategize, I change it, and I complete it. What would you say with this election and all of these ups and downs that we're going through and this excitement and watching all the numbers and stuff? I say that it's about the people and not the privileged, okay? I found another word. No, it's about the people and not their privilege, okay? So it's what the people need, what the people are standing up about, what they're going to allow, and what they're not going to allow. And, you know, we're all different individuals, so it's healing time. Everything is being healed out there, no matter what's happening, no matter what it appears to be. Those energies are setting up for deep healing, you know, to let us understand the difference between abundancy and lack, and to really, really concentrate and stay focused. But the more important thing of all is to move with your heart. The heart is the one that controls. And Stephanie will be back. She'll come back with those series of those shoppers. I think the next segment will be, you know, how to get through the holidays, you know. So she'll be on with us. She was a bit under the weather last week. We want her to take care of herself because we definitely, definitely need her. But on this Mindful Monday, I want everyone to understand it's about the people and not the privilege. It's about the energies, the deep healing, and understanding abundancy versus lack. There is no lack in the universe. If you write in the sand, if you read your Bible, if you shake the crystals, if you chant, whatever you do, there is no lack out there. And I'm going to repeat what I said when I came on. Come back to our original point of departure. We must always come back to our original point of departure to us and life itself, to live with dignity and reveal the full shining potential of our humanity. Nothing suppresses this. And only by doing so can we as human beings find the happiness, peace, and coexistence with the natural world. It is time we return to the starting point of the human being. And that's from my great mentor, Dr. Sako Ikeda, who shows you and directs you. You drive on the freeway, but the correct way to live and the correct way to treat yourself, so therefore you'll be able to treat others. So if you're kind to you and you understand you, you'll be able to look at another individual and see where they're, what they're going through, and take that knowledge and that wisdom and that experience and share with them. So each one teaches one out there, and we all learn together. Wouldn't you agree with me on that for this Mind for Monday?
I would, and you know what I always say, take care of yourself, love yourself, be compassionate with yourself. It's truly about you. And it's
yes.
not in a bad way when people say, oh, I'm selfish. It's like, no, you have to take care of yourself in order to take care of other people. You have to do the transformation. You know, you have to heal. So, I mean, this is all part of the process, but I'm just so grateful that we have these energies now that are really going to put this to rest, because we've been dealing with it for so long. And,
yeah.
you know, speaking of voting, as we move into, you know, the next election, which will probably be in 2024, we'll see the difference, because people are awakening. They will have dealt with some deep-hearted issues, and then they'll start feeling that they have a voice, that they do have the power, that they can represent themselves. Instead of all of us can represent ourselves, instead of just leaving it to a particular individual to do that. I mean, it takes
right.
a group of people. It takes a team effort. It takes collaboration, unification, all the stuff that we talk about here. So I'm excited. I always get excited about the holiday season. I'm excited about the energies that are really dealing with this healing so that we can be done and overcome all these things that have affected us so for so many years, and just moving forward. And, you know, new beginnings in the new year will be right there. You know, like you said, you know, maybe you don't get a Christmas gift on the 25th. The first is the beginning of the year. How much more exciting can that be? Some
yes.
new things coming into your life, new clothes,
yes.
you know, you got new relationships, everything's new.
yes.
So,
yes. Started off right.
Right. I mean, I think that's perfect. I mean, you know, that's great because, you know, there's Hanukkah and Christmas, and some families celebrate both, so you get dual presents. So some people are going to give you presents on the 25th, and then some people can give you on the 1st, and you'll still have,
yes.
you know what I mean? It'll
yes.
still be great.
Yes.
So
I,
you know, don't get upset if people don't do everything on the 25th. And, you know, the winter solstice is on the 21st of December, so,
yes.
you know, there's yet another thing, another, you know, thing energetically that we'll be looking at and talking about. But, again, I just think it's an exciting time. I know some people
it
are
is.
Like, okay, it's a little difficult. It might be a little difficult. People might be struggling a little bit. But, you know, you really have to just understand and know that it – there's abundance out there. There's more than you know. You have to surrender, as they say, you have to surrender to that higher power. And once
yeah.
you do that, you'll not really think about it. You won't care about what's going on. You'll just like, hey, you take care of it, God, you know, or you have the power to take care of it on your own and find your own solutions. Great. I think we're in a great place.
We are. We're in a wonderful place, and things change from moment to moment. We ride up and down all those different worlds, from sadness to hell, all the way up to the higher, your higher faith, to where you have to go, and don't stay there all the time. You go up and down, okay? But when you understand how to ride that elevator and you understand what's happening out there, then you can continue to keep a smile on your face and show others how to do the same thing. And on that note, we're going to close our mind for Monday. We was going to be short and sweet, but it got good up in here. But, you know, I'm just going to play this song and let everybody know if we sing this song to ourselves and each other, we're going to be all right. Tiffany, with an eye, I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it. We love you. Thank you so much for coming on from your busy
Thank
business.
You.
Thank you. And we'll see you back on Find It Out Friday. You know, we're going to have a hell of a week, you know, watching these numbers go up and down here. So we're going to find out a whole lot of things, but I will like to share this. And I think it's happening. I'd like to congratulate my friend and my club, Dr. Rocia Rivas. I know she has that district number 2 school board seat, and she deserves that because they need her there. She's a wonderful individual, a fighter, and a person that totally believes in justice and doing the right thing. So I think she got it. Haven't had the final, but I know that she's in that seat. And I'm really, really happy about that because I wanted to get in behind her. You know, we get in the backside sometimes. But I think we're going to put this out here and see how we heal on this. I think it's time for you and I to jump on out there again. So we'll talk about it. So, people, just listen out for Tiffany Jones and Linda Marchand. We might be on those ballots. You never know. We move front and back that way, but it's always for the people. It's always for the people, and we believe in giving the people what they want. So on that note, I'm going to say have a wonderful Monday to everyone out there in Korea, Canada, United Kingdom, and Japan. Can't wait till April till those cherry blossoms start blooming over there. I'd like to come over there and pick one. Tiffany, we love you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I give you the flower, the birds and the bees, and every your love beside me, that would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything. World were mine, I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day. When you want me, honey, just call me.
No, baby, you are my consolation, and I feel so much protection when I'm in your arms.
When you squeeze me,
yeah, the way that you do.
You do. The way that you love me.
Oh, 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 oh.
every sky would be blue as long as you're loving me,
how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.